John 15, verses 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Our story, no best size. Austin gloomily followed his mother to the garden. She glanced at him as she started picking tomatoes. Something wrong? She asked. Austin moved some dirt around with his toe. No, he mumbled. But Mom knew better, and she had a pretty good idea what the problem was. She had seen Austin measuring himself against the door frame several times lately, and she knew he was sometimes teased about being the shortest kid in his class. Remember when we planted these tomatoes? Asked Mom. The plants were all the same size. Then she pointed to the smallest plant. This one didn't grow as tall as the others, but look at the tomatoes on it. I think we've gotten more tomatoes from this plant than from any of the others. Well, that's weird, said Austin. It's about half as big as the rest. Size isn't everything, said Mom. She stood up straight and stretched. You don't have to be the tallest or biggest to be the most productive. Austin sighed. Well, maybe not, but it's still no fun being the smallest of the group, he said. You may be a little short now, but who knows? By next year you might be the tallest kid in your class, Mom said encouragingly. Well, I guess, Austin murmured, but I doubt it. You might be surprised, but it doesn't really matter, said Mom. As this little plant proves, size isn't the important thing. There's no best or worst size, so try to stop worrying about how big or small you are. Concentrate on character instead. You can be the kindest, friendliest, most cheerful, hardest worker, no matter what size you are. What's important is that you produce fruit like this little plant does. Bear fruit for God. Well, how can I do that? Austin asked. By simply doing your best to please the Lord, said Mom. Let's think about it. Name one thing you can do today that will please Jesus. Austin looked around. Then he grinned and pointed. I can pull those weeds for you. Excellent. I like that idea, said Mom. And I know God does, too. Well, how about you? Do you ever feel like you're different from other people? Remember, everyone is different from everyone else. It takes all kinds of people to make the world, and God can use all of them. So don't waste energy worrying about your size or your looks. Think about bearing fruit, doing something for Jesus. What will you do to bear fruit for him today? John 15, verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. And our key thought, produce fruit for God.